Welcome everyone to Mind Over Mutter, the podcast where we find the funny and the not so funny. I'm your host, Chris, here to remind you that even in the darkest times, there's always something to laugh about, or at least something to laugh near. Today's episode is all about depression, that uninvited guest who shows up, eats all your snacks, and then refuses to leave. We've all been there, right? But don't worry, we're going to navigate this one with a good sense of humor and a lot of understanding. Okay, let's kick things off with a little something I like to call depression, the unwanted roommate. You know, depression is a bit like that roommate who never cleans up, always leaves dirty dishes in the sink, and then acts surprised when you're upset about it. Imagine coming home from a long day and there it is, depression, sitting on your couch, wearing your favorite pajamas, eating the last slice of pizza. You say, "Hey, I really needed that," and depression just looks at you like, "Oh, were you saving that?" But seriously, depression can feel like it's always hanging around, uninvited. You try to kick it out, but it's like, "Nope, I'm good here, thanks." And you're left wondering, is this my life now? Am I just a permanent Airbnb for depression? But just like any bad roommate, sometimes the only way to deal with it is to find a way to laugh. Because if you don't laugh, you'll cry. And hey, laughing burns more calories, right? Now, let's dive into some classic depression myths and misadventures. One of my favorite myths is that all you need to do is think positive and your depression will just vanish. Like, wow, I never thought of that. If only someone had told me to think positive sooner, I could have saved so much on therapy. What next? Am I going to be told to just smile more? Oh wait, I already have been. Because nothing says I'm cured like forcing a smile that makes you look like you're auditioning for a horror movie. Here's the thing. Depression isn't just feeling sad. It's more like feeling sad, tired, and completely unmotivated. But in a way that feels like you've just run a marathon in emotional quicksand. But don't worry, we're going to talk about all of that. And we'll do it with a wink and a smile. Because if we can't laugh at depression, well, it's probably going to laugh at us first. All right, it's time for Dark Thoughts, Bright Moments. This is where we share some of the funny, bizarre, or just plain weird experiences people have had while dealing with depression. Like, have you ever had one of those days where you're just staring at the wall, trying to will yourself into doing something productive, and then your cat comes along, knocks over a glass of water, and you're like, well, at least one of us is doing something. Or how about the time you're having a serious conversation with your therapist, and then their phone goes off with the baby shark ringtone? I mean, talk about a mood killer. But here's the thing, these moments remind us that even in the midst of darkness, there's always a little bit of light peeking through. Sometimes it's the ridiculousness of life that helps us get through the toughest times. And now it's time for the Mental Health Comedy Corner. Today's bit is all about therapy sessions. Picture this. You're in therapy, pouring your heart out, and your therapist, who's supposed to be the most understanding person in the room, suddenly sneezes like a cartoon character. You're like, do I bless you or do I just keep talking about my existential dread? And then there's that awkward moment when you both just sit there trying to figure out who's supposed to speak next. Therapy is supposed to help you find clarity, but sometimes it just leaves you with more questions like, why does my therapist have a pink flamingo pen? All right, we've had our laughs, but before we wrap up, I want to share a few self-care but make it funny tips. First up, try journaling. No, not your deepest, darkest secrets, but the weird thoughts you have at 3 a.m. Like, why do we call it a pair of pants if there's only one? Or is cereal soup? It's a great way to get those random thoughts out of your head and onto paper. Plus, you can always read them later for a good laugh. And if that doesn't do the trick, just remember that sometimes self-care means giving yourself permission to do absolutely nothing, because doing nothing is still doing something. And if all else fails, there's always Netflix and napping. Just don't forget to set an alarm, or you might wake up wondering what year it is. That's it for today's episode of Mind Over Mutter. I hope you found some humor and maybe even a little comfort in our chat. Remember, it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to laugh at the absurdity of it all. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for help. There's no shame in it. And if you have any funny stories, questions, or just want to say hi, drop us a line at mindovermutter@gmail.com. Until next time, keep laughing, keep loving, and keep going. See you soon.